this past winter was better than other recent ones for North Atlantic right whales. These critically endangered whales, there are fewer than 400 of them left, have their calves off the coasts of Georgia and North Florida. As the calving season winds down, the number of new whales born this year is higher than in past years. But as Molly Samuel from member station WABE reports, the future for the whales is still uncertain.
This is the sound from a small plane flying back and forth up and down the Georgia coast one winter day 3 years ago. Researchers were looking for North Atlantic right whales, as they do throughout the winter when the rare giants migrate south from Canada and New England to the warmer coastal waters of Georgia and North Florida.
Yeah, these are right whales. Yes.
On that day, they did find a group of whales.
We've got at least four adults.
But that winter in 2018 ended up being a particularly bad one for the species. No new calves were born at all.
Zero calves? I did not see any, no.
Lately, there haven't been many good years for North Atlantic right whales. They're called right whales because they were seen as the right whales to hunt, and they were hunted to the brink of extinction by the early 1900s.
Because they're slow and live close to shore, they were kind of easy targets for the early whalers.
Clay George is a biologist at the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. He says over the 20th century, the whales seemed to be coming back. Their numbers were creeping up, but that growth has stopped.
Since 2010, the number of whales has been declining. And the concerning thing is they're declining at a much faster rate than they were growing previously.
George says there are about 375 of the animals alive now. Since 2017, nearly 50 have either been found dead or have been seen alive, but were so injured that they're unlikely to breed again. George says there are a few things going on.
One is this continued high rate of mortality from human causes, like ship strikes and entanglement.
In fact, researchers say more than 80% of right whales have gotten tangled in fishing gear at some point in their lives. Heavy ropes attaching snow crab and lobster traps to each other or to buoys are especially problematic. And then the other problem is possibly caused by climate change.
What we think has been happening is that the whales just haven't been finding enough food up in the Gulf of Maine where they used to spend their summer months, and they're having to go farther north to find food.
Further north to Canada, where the whales hadn't been frequent visitors before, and regulations are different.
The whale is at a critical point.
Alice Miller-Kies is the vice president of coastal conservation at the Georgia Environmental Group 100 Miles. To protect the whales, her group, along with a few others, have started an Eat Local Seafood campaign. They're encouraging Georgians not to buy lobster or snow crab from New England and Canada.
We don't want people to purchase lobster and snow crab until we have confidence that those industries are using whale-safe practices and technologies.
Lobstermen in New England say it's not fair to target them. Patrice McCarron is the executive director of the Maine Lobstermen's Association.
I think we all agree, right? Whales are in very dire straits. We all care very deeply about that.
She says, don't blame Maine fishermen. She says the industry there has worked to become safer for whales. She says the blame lays further north.
But what we'd really like to see is to have whales stop dying in Canada. And having us be blamed for it. It's very frustrating.
But Canada officials say the new rules they've rolled out to keep whales from getting tangled in fishing gear there are working. Adam Burns is with the Canadian agency Fisheries and Oceans Canada.
Canada is absolutely doing its part. Last year, we had no entanglements in Canadian fisheries of North Atlantic right whales.
The lobster industry in the U.S. has also made changes over the decades to have less rope in the water for whales to get tangled in and to close the fishery in certain places during seasons when the whales are around. And now the federal government is working on more regulations to help protect the whales. The lobstermen say those new rules are too stringent. Environmental groups say even those new rules won't do enough to save the species. Biologist Clay George says he believes if people can stop killing the whales, their population could rebound.
You know, it's kind of a miracle that they're still around. There were just so few of them left, and they kind of battled back.
He says in early March, he saw a mother whale with a calf near the port of Charleston.
At the same time that they're sitting there in the water and this calf's playing around on its mom's back, you know, you can look out in front and there's, you know, half a dozen ships going back and forth and, you know, small recreational boats zooting into the entrance late in the day.
George says he figures the pair were beginning their migration north, past 1,000 miles of ships going back and forth and fishing gear in the water. And he said he just hopes the best for them. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Samuel.